Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. I'm Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Alison. In week 30 we saw a strong ATX total return, which gained 2.92% to 6,389 points this week. Year to date the index is now at minus 18.59%, and up to now we have 72 days with a positive and 75 with a negative performance. The best weekday so far is Wednesday with 0.39% up, and the weakest is Thursday with 0.78% down. And these were the best performers this week. It's Raiffeisen Bank International with 11% up and Andritz with 8% up. Andritz was the best stock in July. And the following stocks performed worst: Varimpex minus 5% and AT&S minus 5%. Congratulations to Pira Mobility, who won the 12th stock market tournament. All the decisions see at börsesocial.com/tournament. And finally, thanks to Vienna Stock Exchange CEO Christoph Boschan, who talked in our podcast. The link can be found in our show notes, but it's German spoken, about his Vita, and found nice words for this podcast project. Christoph said, "I was recently a guest at a podcast by Christian and talked about equities, the Vienna trading venue and my Vita. Christian, you're one of the top influencers for topics concerning Wiener Börse, and I'm impressed by the massive amount of creativity you demonstrate regularly. Thanks for several years of cooperation and your loyalty to our market." Wow, these were nice words from Christoph, and I say thank you for those. News this week came from Erste Group, Addiko Bank, Verbund, OMV, Wienerberger, Petrovelt, Technologies, Palfinger, Andritz and IMS Osram. And for these news I hand the mic to my absolutely smart colleague Alison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 30, Monday. Erste Bank. The nomination committee of Erste Bank Österreich's supervisory board has proposed Hans Unterdorfer to serve as the new management board member responsible for corporate customers. Unterdorfer's appointment as chief corporates officer will be effective as of September 1, 2022. Unterdorfer is thus set to take over this position from Willy Cernko, who has been CEO of Erste Group since July 2022. Hans Unterdorfer has been the CEO of Tiroler Sparkasse since 2011 and will retain the role until a suitable successor is found, with Unterdorfer remaining until the end of October at the latest. Erste Group, weekly performance, 3.43%. Addiko Bank, the European Central Bank has published today the results of the comprehensive assessment of Addiko Group, consisting of an asset quality review and a stress test. All banks which are directly supervised by the ECB are required to undergo a comprehensive assessment. The comprehensive assessment shows no capital shortfall, with Addiko Group remaining above the relevant thresholds used in the asset quality review and the stress test. In detail, the asset quality review led to a theoretical adjustment of the CET1 ratio of merely 15 bits per second. This is the result of Addiko Group's prudent risk management and continued focus on asset quality. In the stress test, on the other hand, Addiko Group stress testing models resulted in a larger theoretical capital depletion, specifically in the adverse scenario. The higher theoretical capital depletion under stress is mostly the reflection of Addiko's high level of prudency in its risk management approach embedded in the models for credit risk parameters estimation. Addiko Bank, weekly performance, 0.98%. Tuesday, Verbund and OMV, the International Integrated Oil, Gas and Chemicals Company headquartered in Vienna, and Verbund, Austria's largest electricity company and one of the largest producers of electricity from hydropower in Europe, have commissioned the further expansion of the ground-mounted photovoltaic plant on the OMV site in Schunkhorsten in Lower Austria. OMV and Verbund have equal stakes in this joint project. on a 13.3 hectare, 133,200 m to the power of 2, landfill site owned by OMV in Schunkirchen, Lower Austria, a ground-mounted photovoltaic plant with a total output of 15.32 MWP is now operational. The resulting annual output of 15.84 GWh will be used to meet OMV's own electricity requirements through climate-friendly solar energy. Verbund, weekly performance, 1.03% OMV, weekly performance, 0.10%. Wienerberger, Australian robotic technology company FBR, has completed a structure with the Hadrian X registered sign in a Western Australian suburb using Wienerberger Poratherm clay blocks of Austrian-based brickmaker Wienerberger. The build utilized two Poratherm block types, R25 double leaf blocks, equivalent in volume to 12 standard bricks, for external walls, and single leaf blocks, equivalent in volume to 6 standard bricks, for the internal walls. This marks the first time in the world Wienerberger's clay blocks have been laid by a robot in the undertaking of commercial, real-world work. Wienerberger, weekly performance, 4.28%. Wednesday, Petro Wealth Technologies AG, headquartered in Vienna, is specializing in services to increase the productivity of new and existing oil and gas formations. Its principal shareholder, Home Industrial Source Corp., which holds more than 90% of the shares in Petrowell Technologies, intends a request for squeeze-out, provided that the extraordinary general meeting of Petrowell on August 16, 2022 resolves to approve the sale of the participations in Russia. The squeeze-out of the minority shareholders shall take place at a share price calculated as if the sale of the participations in Russia had not been carried out, and shall be determined by Home on the basis of a group valuation made by Grant Thornton Austria. Petrowell Technologies, weekly performance, 33.88%. Thursday, Verbund, Austrian utility company Verbund, saw a significant improvement in the results posted for the first half year. EBITDA climbed by 110.5% to euro 1,378.9 million. The group results surged by 151.8% to euro 817.1 million compared with the same period of the previous year. The hydro coefficients for the run-of-river power plants dropped to 0.90, or 6 percentage points below the prior year figure and 10 percentage points below the long-term average. Generation from the annual storage power plants rose by 18.7% in quarters the period compared with the prior year reporting period. The sharp increase in wholesale electricity prices on the futures and spot markets gave a significant boost to earnings. The average sales prices obtained for Verbund's own generation from hydropower rose by euro 65.9 MWh to euro 112.5 MWh. The consolidation of Gas Connect Austria GmbH and the significantly higher contribution from flexibility products also had a positive effect. The group result for the first half of the year was influenced by non-recurring effects of euro 82.6 million, compared to euro 9.3 million in the first half of 2021. Adjusted for these non-recurring effects, the group result rose by 133.0% to euro 734.5 million. Verbund, weekly performance, 1.03%. OMV, consolidated sales revenues of Austrian oil, gas and chemical group OMV increased by 124% to euro 30,621 million at a significantly higher market prices in the first half of the year 2022. The clean CCS operating result rose significantly from 2,169 million in the first half of 2021 to euro 5,558 million, mainly driven by better performance of exploration and production and refining and marketing. OMV, weekly performance, 0.10%. Friday, Palfinger, revenue of lifting solutions provider Palfinger amounted to euro 1,039.0 million in the first half of 2022 against euro 884.1 for the same period in the previous year. This represents an increase of 17.5% and reflects not only the high market demand for Palfinger products, but also the increased sales prices and exchange rate effects. EBITDA fell by 10.5% compared to the first half year 2021 to euro 119.5 million. Earnings before interest and taxes, EBIT, fell from euro 92.1 million in the first half year 2021 to euro 80.2 million at a cost increases and the deferred effective price increases. The consolidated net result amounted to €39.2 million as against €55.7 million as of June 30, 2021. Paufinger, weekly performance, 5.66%. Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz saw very favorable business development in the second quarter of 2022. At just under €2.2 billion, order intake was significantly higher than the good previous year's reference quarter. The order backlog reached a new record level of just under €9.9 billion. Revenue of the group in the first half of 2022 amounted to €3,317.0 million and increased by 9.6% compared to the previous year's reference period. In the first half of 2022, the net income amounted to €167.2 million compared to €136.7 million in previous year's period. For 2022 as a whole, Andritz confirmed the financial guidance published when the results for the first quarter of 2022 were announced and, from today's perspective, expects an increase in revenue as well as in EBITDA and net income compared to the previous year. Andritz, weekly performance, 8.53%. AMSOSRAM, provider of optical solutions, reported in Ansha results. First half group revenues were €2,429 million. Compared to €2,521 million for the same period 2021. The adjusted group result from operations, EBIT, for the first half was €230 million or 9% of revenues compared to €251 million or 10% for the same period 2021. For the third quarter 2022, AMSOSRAM expects group revenues of €1,150 million to €1,250 million and an expected adjusted operating, EBIT, margin of 6-9%. AMS, weekly performance, -5.88%. Rosenbauer, Dieter Siegel will step down as CEO of the manufacturer of systems for firefighting and disaster protection Rosenbauer Group. As of August 1, 2022, Sebastian Wolf will take over as the new CEO. He has worked for the group since 2008 and will continue to hold the position of Chief Financial Officer. Rosenbauer, weekly performance, 4.36%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Stop the whole thing now.